Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hope all is well with you and yours, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Greetings and salutations, brothers and sisters of the Most High, of all races, all creeds, and all colors. If you're human, you have opportunity to be a part of this great thing that we call the human race. And I'm so glad that we're going to heaven and we're enjoying the trip. Not saying that everything is always right, not saying that everything always goes the way that I want it to go, but nonetheless, in my spirit, it is well, it is well, it is well. Good morning, wonderful people, God. Good morning, Karen. Glad to have you back with us on this beautiful day. I know it might be a little chilly on the outside, but I know what, it's warm inside my soul. So for this week, I've been going over the basic beliefs, and you know, and I come, you know, from the point of view that if you're gonna be a part of something, you at least should know the basis of it. If you're gonna be a part of something, you should know what you in and why you in it and why you believe it or why you're a part of it, and should be in a position to defend it. Amen. Amen. And so often that many believers who believe a thing or who support a thing and all this kind of stuff, and then we ask them, so, well, you know, I asked them questions about it, or you ask them questions about it, and you know, the response is, well, let me ask my pastor. That's unacceptable. For a new believer, I get that, right? Because you know, the Bible said we're growing from milk to meat. But if you've been claiming to be saved for 20 years, if you've been claiming to be saved for 5, 10, you should at some point know some of the foundational things of the faith. But I've also come to the realization that many of us, some of us just have not been taught. Some of us have not been rightly dividing the word of God. And since some of us haven't been taught, we don't understand these things. And the Bible talks about, say, how can he preach unless he be sent? You know, so, you know, so you have to have somebody there to help you divide this word of God. And I understand that. And that's what my attempt has been always since I've been doing these 10-minute prayer and 10-minute Bible study, which is often a lot longer than 10 minutes. So, you know, some said maybe you should change that name. But nonetheless, you know, it's what has brought us this far, and I'm not going to change that name. Amen. So we've been going through some beliefs. So started out, like I said, and I do a quick recap or a summary as a good teacher would, and then we'll add on to our new part. So we're doing what we call in teacher educational pedagogy that we're spiraling, right? So we go back, hit that, then we go all the way back up. All right, so we start out with any biblical argument or anything in the beginning. Like I said, if I ask somebody and they don't believe that the Bible is the infallible word of God, then we have nothing to talk about already. You know, argument over, debate over, talk over. It's kind of like playing ping pong. You know, I heard the analogy one time that I absolutely love is that, you know, if I hit the ball back over the net, if they're not serving it back, then I'm playing by myself. If I hit the ball over the net and they're not serving it back, then I'm playing by myself. So if the Bible is not the infallible word of God, then we have nothing to talk about there. Then we started the next part, that we believe that salvation comes through Jesus Christ. Why? Because Jesus Christ died for the redemption of our sins. So salvation has to come through Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ was the ultimate sacrifice. The ultimate sacrifice, in that way he lived this life, he was sinless. He was without spot or wrinkle. He was firstborn. He was bruised for our iniquities. No bones were ever broken in his body. He was the perfect sacrifice according to all the criteria in Jewish custom that you find in the Torah and the Penta and all, you know, all those things. Okay, so we started out there. So that was the second part. That was day two. Then on day three, we moved over to that we all have sinned. You know, you have to acknowledge that you have sinned. You have to acknowledge that you have fallen short. And then there's what? A repentance of sin. So we have to confess sin with our mouth. You know, Lord, that I have done wrong. Lord, I've missed the mark. Lord, I've fallen short sometimes. I've not done exactly what you asked me to do. I've not done always exactly what you gone where you've always asked me to go and said what you asked me to say. Lord, I've missed the mark. Sometimes I got in my own way. So that's what we talked about on day four. So today, I believe statement, day three, today is day four, I believe statement is this. We believe that water baptism by immersion must be in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. We believe that holiness is God's standard of living for his people. Let me read that one again and then I'm going to explain. We believe that water baptism by immersion must be in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. We believe that the holiness is God's standard for living for his people. All right. So, of course, there's lots of debate about, you know, people talk about the ceremony of baptism or the ritual of baptism. And, you know, some said, well, I've been baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, so that's sufficient. And I'm of the belief, and I teach from this point of view and have evidence to support my position in that the baptism is only in the name of Jesus. So, you know, what happens is a lot of us take from that verse in Matthew, I think 29, he said, go into teaching all the word, teaching them to baptize in the name of the Father, in the name of the Spirit, in the name of the Father, the name of the Spirit, and now I would forget. Okay. But at any rate, name of the Father, name of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, right? He said, baptize them in that name. So that name, he's giving them what? He's giving the disciples at this point, or the apostles, he's giving them instructions of what he wants them to do. He's giving them what is known as the Great Commission. The Great Commission is what? To go out in all the world and spread the gospel and tell others about it and convert them and bring them over to become a disciple. And now they become a disciple. And now they continue and they go and bless somebody else. And then this continually to replicate throughout the world. So one of those things he does is he tells them to go out and baptize in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit. And we know that those three things themselves are not names. You know, that God the Father is not a name. God the Son, it's not a name. God the Spirit is not a name. But those are actually what? Titles that we put onto those things. Those are titles that we actually put on those. You know, for instance, that I'm Peter. I'm Peter the Father. Why I have children. I father children. I support children. I raise my children. So therefore, I've earned the title of Father that I continually earn on a day-to-day basis. I'm also a son. You know, I was a son by what being born. A male genitalia that God had assigned me to be a male, and we know that male to be what? A son. So that's what we call him in our vernacular. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I'm not the Spirit, but I am of Spirit. Uh-huh. And what we know, all these names come together in a combination in Acts. That's why they call it Acts of the Apostles. So if you look at the Gospels were what? Explaining the life of Jesus and how he walked and how he got with them and then his death and all this stuff. And then we get to the point that now Jesus is no longer on the scene and we have the Acts of the Apostles. The reason it's called the Acts, because what Acts is short for almost what? Action. Action. What have you done? What are you doing now that you have all this information? Now that you know all this stuff, what are you doing? So now they what? They get to the part in Acts. So in Acts, then there's a scripture that most people know. One of the scriptures we're using to support this is Acts 2 and of course 38. So in Acts 2:38, what happens here? Then they were all in the room, they were praying, and remember Jesus has told them when he left, he said, I have to leave and go on my Father's right hand, and as he's ascending to heaven, he tells them what that, but not many days hence, there's going to be a comforter that's going to come, so I'm going to send a comforter, and that you're to wait on that comforter, and that comforter comes back in the form of what? The Holy Spirit, or most people call it the Holy Ghost. So then he's raised up and he's gone. And then what are they doing? Now they're what? They're at home and they're praying. And as they're praying, then something starts to happen. Mm-hmm. Something starts to happen. And there's a what? I'm going to start at verse 3. I'm starting all the way up at verse 32. Acts 2 and 32, and it says this. Then Jesus hath God raised up, wherefore we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost. This is the promise. He hath shed forth this, which now we see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he said himself, The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy footstool, there are foes, there are footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made the same Jesus whom ye had crucified by Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts, and they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men, brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter steps up. Then Peter says unto them, repent. Remember, so we talked about on yesterday, but we all have to repent. We all have to confess sin, right? So remember, just like a good 12-step program and all that, you have to acknowledge, look, this is where I'm at, or this is what I'm in, and own that. Because we all have fallen short. That's what we talked about on yesterday. And he said, repent and be baptized. So now he's asking them what? Not only to repent, but he's also asking them to take another action, another step of faith, another walk, a gesture of my outward confession of this. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. So what he's saying, Jesus Christ is what? Fulfilling the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Because the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost in themselves are titles. You know, I'll give you another example. You can go to I can write you a check right now for $100, and I can sign it Father. Well, that name Father, yes, I am a father, but the name Father on my check does not give you the authority to sign that check. To cash that check. Because you got to remember, that signature does what? That signature gives authority to the bank to say, hey, I've given me my written authority to this individual to have this $100. Are you following me? So if you sign a check, mother, if you're trying to sign a check, daughter, if you sign a check, son, you know how many sons and daughters there are? Billions, right? Billions of daughters out here. Because everybody, if you're a woman, you're alive, you're a daughter to somebody. Mm-hmm. There are billions of sons. You know, there are billions of mothers, billions of fathers. You can be one and the same, right? And you take that right downtown to Bank of America, and they're going to look at you like, but this check is not signed. It's signed by a title. Who is son? So when you sign that check, you have to sign that check with your name. Why do I have to sign that check with my name? Because that name gives authority to the bank that I've given my written authority for you to have $100 from me. That I've given my written authority for you to have $20 from me, or whatever the amount of the check is. That's why your name has to be on there, because that name is saying that this is my signed authority, that this person can have what I say they can have. Ooh, come on, somebody. Said I can have. They can have what I say that they can have. Mm-hmm. So the name is important. The name is important. So what he said, be baptized in the name of Jesus. Why in the name of Jesus? Because we've already established on day two that what? Salvation comes through who? Jesus Christ. So if salvation comes through Jesus Christ, then whose name has the authority to save you? Are y'all with me? So we're talking about what? Now the name has to have authority. It has to be specific. Because if I don't sign that check, Peter, they don't know who to go get the money from. Because me signing that check, Peter Ely, gives them authority, my written authority to do so. So when you've been baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins, it says that, look, you know what? Let me go check Jesus' bank account. Is what it is literally saying. Let me go check Jesus' bank account. And when I check Jesus' bank account, does he have the power? Woo! Come on, somebody. Y'all about to get me inside. Does he have the power to forgive sin? Absolutely. So therefore, sins are forgiven right then. You go down and you come back up. It's done. The remission of sin. Repent. It's turning away. So now you what? You come up a new creature. Why? Because he has the authority. He has enough money in his account. He has enough power in his account to what? Cash the check that you're asking for him to write. And that check is asking, I'm asking you, Lord, forgive me of all the sins that I've done forever before I walked into the glory of knowing you. Lord, forgive me for all this stuff that I've done. So now I go down in Jesus' name. And Jesus' name is what? That one that the bank teller can tell, say, you know what? This check is good. So now you cash this check. This check is good. Now you give them that authority and that power. And now you come up what? In his name. So now, man, we talked about what? Did you rise back up? Now you rise back up because what? The baptism is what? It's also a symbolism of that what? You was this man and you were buried, and you buried that old man or that old woman, and you came up what? A new woman or a new man. That's what that's of, right? So that's us being buried with him and coming back up. We're in his power. I told you the other day that the power of Christianity period, is in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because if Jesus Christ was never resurrected, then we have nothing. We'd be just like Buddha and Muhammad and all the rest of them, Ra and Osiris and Ditto and you name them. Any gods you can name, that's what you would be. But we know that what he came and he rose again. And since he rose again, that is where our authority and our power comes from, is in that what that rising. So that's why it's important that we go down what in the name of Jesus, because that's the authority that is given that what can wipe us clean. Because that name has the authority, that name has the power, that name has the account, that has the resources to do that. And then when I come back up now, I'm what? I'm a new creature. I've been born again. Remember I told you on yesterday, we talked about Nicodemus said, do a man go into a mother's womb a second time? No, it got to where this man be born of the water and of the spirit. So what? Here, the first thing with the Holy Ghost coming down, he said, you know, once they, you know, they've been pricked in the heart with this Holy Ghost, then what? They go in here and now they want to go get born of the spirit. So they've been born of the water and of the spirit at this time. Now salvation is there. They have something, we say, they have something to keep them. Not only did they walk into that water and get that deal, but now they have something left to keep them until the day of redemption. If they so choose to keep it. Remember, salvation, I don't believe in this thing called eternal security. I believe you can lose your salvation because what? It's a choice. This is a choice that I make every single day of my life. Because I can choose to do wrong, but I know I have the spirit in me that's telling me, Peter, don't you do that. Because what the Bible says, even when I would, I think Paul, is it Paul that says this on Peter, but I can't remember. It says, even when I would do good, that evil's ever present. That's always there. It's always there to pull on me. It's always there to nag on me. It's always there to try to get me to do something that's contrary. So he tells them, he said, be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins. So this is the remission of your sins. So you can, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost, what, is the coming? Because what, the Holy Ghost can only come into a clean house. The Holy Ghost only can come into a clean house. So that's why it's important also for that baptism in Jesus' name. So now the remission of sin, all that stuff has been going away of both water and the spirit. And now the spirit comes in and now you're going on. You're going forward. You're moving forward. Let me give you another scripture that I have here. We're actually talking about water baptism today. I got what? John 8 and 11. Let me pull up John 8 and 11. I'm going to give y'all one or two more and we're going to get out of here. Are y'all enjoying this? Are you learning something today? If you're not learning then I guess I might as well stop, right? But all right, so see John 8 and 11 said, she said, no man, Lord, and Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more. So what is we talking about here? We talking about what, the repentance here? So the repentance is when you repent. See what Jesus did here, what? This was the end of the story of the lady who was caught in the act of prostitution, right? And they was going to stone her. And then, of course, remember, they tried to trick Jesus to come here and condemn her too. And he said, what? He didn't condemn her. And he told her to what? Walk away and sin no more. So when you actually repent, what does repentance really mean? See, forgiveness of sin and repentance are two different things. See, I can ask for forgiveness, right? But repentance said that what I stop and I turn away. I do a 360. Not a 360, I do a 180. A 180 that I turn away from that way. See, a lot of us, you know, so we just keep, you know, riding on forgiveness and all this stuff. But repentance, true repentance, said that I stop doing what I'm doing. And I know some of you, that's a gradual process. But, you know, some of us, some things, God just stopped you cold turkey. You know, when you're ready, he's waiting on you. Then the other verse I had here, then I'm going to close today. And then we're going to pray. Where's my other verse here? Hebrews 12 and 14. Hebrews 12 and 14. Let me flip to that real quick. Where are you, Hebrews? 12 and 14. 12 and 14, it says this. Is this the right verse? No, that ain't what I want. But anyway, so that's where we are on this. So, again, just a quick recap, you know, water baptism is a essential part of the salvation process. I know some say, you know, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart and ye shall be saved. And that is true. It said ye shall be saved, but there's still some work to be done after that. That's just the first step. So what you doing? I'm believing in my heart and confessing in my mouth that I shall be, you know, that you will be saved. But then I got to ask what? I got to get some forgiveness of sins. Mm-hmm. And then I got to what? I got to repent. I got to repent. I got to stop doing what I'm doing. If I know I'm in mess, I got to stop it. You know, it's one thing not to know certain things, but it's another thing when you know. Some things you're just convicted by your heart. And then he said, what? Then he said, the next thing to do, go get baptized. Go get baptized in my name, because my name gives that authority to wash away all the sins and make you a new creature. So you go down and you come back up, and now what? Now you are a new creature. Uh-huh. And now that you're a new creature in him, he said, what? Go and sin no more. And many days hence, this Holy Ghost is going to come upon you, because you need somebody to comfort you when things get tight. You need somebody to encourage you when things get hard. You need something to encourage you to stay on. Because you know what? David encouraged himself. He said, you know, if I make my bed in hell, thou art with me. And he's always with us. So brothers and sisters, today, my time is up. You know, our theme today is baptism. So this is day 4 of foundational beliefs. I'm going to recap the 4 foundational beliefs we've gone on. Number 1. That the Bible is the infallible word of God. If we're not talking about it's the infallible word of God, then we have nothing to talk about. Number 2, that salvation comes through Jesus Christ. It comes through Jesus Christ. Why? Because he died for our sins, and he came down here, and he lived this life, and he was perfect and always, and went through this process so that you and I can have life. So he gave himself as the ultimate sacrifice for sin. Number 3, that we've all sinned. Me too. You too. We all sin. We all fall short. So that's why we have to ask for forgiveness of sin. And number 4 today, that water baptism by immersion. Why? Because it's the liquid grade. You know, the Bible said, no, man must be born of the water and of the Spirit. So we go down in this liquid grade. So you go down, complete immersion means that you're completely covered, just like you in the ground, a grave. And then what? You rise up. And when you're rising up in his power. You're rising up in his authority. You're rising up in his Spirit. And that's why what? From this point on, you're tagged with the name. We talked about it a little bit on yesterday, that what? You're baptized in the name of your teacher. And he was known as what? The great teacher, the master teacher, the rabbi. So his name is Jesus. Remember, they asked in the beginning and said, who baptism did they have? They said, we had the baptism of John. Why? Because John the Baptist was going around baptizing them. But then when Jesus came on the scene, all of them got the baptism of Jesus' name. So what, you'd be able to follow lineage, pedigree, you'll be able to find out exactly who their teacher was. Just like, you know, when I got, you know, when my wife married me, she took on my name. So now what? We know the lineage. You see what I'm saying? So that lineage just follows on down from person to person. So God bless you. I love you all. I hope that this message has been good to you, that it's been eye-opening for others, that it's been inspiring. And if you want to know more, hey, you can always reach us at or you can find more about us at thesafehousecentral.com. Again, that's thesafehousecentral.com. Also, feel free to reach out to me on Facebook. I love to talk to you and support you and help you understand rightfully dividing the word of God. I don't run away from questions. If I know the answer, I give you the answer. If I don't know the answer, I won't lie to you. I tell you I don't know, because I don't know everything, and we'll work through this thing together. All right? So God bless you all. Love y'all. Have an amazing day. Do me a favor. Hit the share button. Share this with somebody else. Let them know that you're thinking about them, and you're going to give them the ultimate gift that they can give, is that they can get salvation. So this hit the share button, and this will lead somebody to know this. Remember, you can keep following us on the podcast. Podcast is doing amazing, amazing, amazing. I'm just so grateful to many of you all who've been listening to my podcast over the years. You can find the podcast at Gospel Professor, all together, gospelprofessor.podbean.com. Again, that's gospelprofessor.podbean.com, which is 100% free. Or if you go on to your, if you have an iPhone, you can click on that little purple guy for podcasts, and you can put in 10-minute prayer or 10-minute Bible study. I'll pop up. You'll see my little face. I won't have a beard. And you can just click subscribe to that. And then from that point on, you'll get these every single day. So if you're not able to watch me on Facebook Live, at least you can hear this recording in your home or in your car or while you're on your walk at work or whatever the case may be. So God bless you all. Love y'all. Let's go before God in prayer, and we're going to get out of here today. Oh, Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning. We just want to say thank you, Lord. I just thank you for the amazing people, Lord Jesus, that you have allowed me to come in contact with, Lord Jesus, over these airways, Lord Jesus, and things, Lord Jesus, that you put here for us to use and take advantage of. Lord, I ask that you touch each and every person that's under the sound of my voice. Lord, I ask that you look upon them right now. Lord, you know where they are. You know what they've been through. You know where they're going. Lord Jesus, I ask that you touch them right now from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Lord Jesus, if there be anything that's in their body, Lord Jesus, that's causing them trouble, Lord, just call them here. Lord, I ask that you touch it right now. Heal them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, for you're wonderful, Lord, your counselor, your peace, Lord, your love. Lord, I ask that this word and this truth that was given on today, Lord Jesus, be put into their hearts, oh God, that they come to an understanding of you, Lord, that they come to know you in a better way, Lord, that they come to, Lord Jesus, to know you in the truthfulness of their life, Lord. If they're looking for a good place, Lord Jesus, and they're not near us, or if they're anywhere, Lord Jesus, send them, Lord Jesus. Send them somewhere, Lord Jesus, where they can get the truth, Lord Jesus, because the truth will set them free. And Lord, we thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you continue to love on them, bless them, Lord Jesus, help them to go forward. Lord, I ask that you be a hedge of protection around us, Lord Jesus. Be a hedge of protection around us and our children, Lord Jesus, while they're at school. Protect them, oh God. Keep them, hold them in the palm of thy hand like only you can, Lord. Love on us, hold us, and keep us in the palm of thy hand like only you can. And Lord, we want to say we thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, for your love, your kind, your peace. Lord Jesus, it's none like you in all the land. Lord, I ask that you just help us as we go forward, Lord Jesus, to be that and then some, Lord, and we just thank you, Lord Jesus, Lord, and we just, Lord, we just praise your name, Lord Jesus. I ask, forgive us all our sins, those known or unknown to us. Lord, you touch the White, Scott, Bumpus, and Belvin families. Lord, keep us over these holidays, Lord. Show us what to do with our financial resources, where to go, where not to go, what to do, what not to do, what to say and what not to say, Lord. And we're going to say, we thank you for all of these things and others in the powerful name of Jesus, for we know this one thing, and we know this to be true, that we walk by faith and not by sight. Strengthen us and keep us and hold us. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Love y'all. You all are a tremendous blessing to me, as well as the Safe House Ministry, Church Plant Ministry here in Greensboro, North Carolina. We're just so blessed and so honored. And that I get to come in and talk with you all and break the word of life. This gives me life. And I'm grateful. And if it can help somebody along the way, that's what I want to do. I don't want to push you down, but I want to give you a push that make you coast a little further. God bless you all. Love you all. Hey, remember, just do one quick favor for me. All I'm asking is hit the share button so somebody else can see this video, or somebody else might come across this video in their time of need. God bless you all. Love you all. If it's Lord's will, I see you all back here tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.